I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Award-winning saxophonist Boney James blends jazz and R&B in a smooth jazz sound. For his current CD, Shine, Boney pulled together an impressive list of distinctly different guest artists and collaborators. Boney joins me here in our NPR West studios. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you've got Faith Evans, George Duke, and of course yourself.
Well, this is my 10th CD, although it's my first for a brand new label. After 14 years on Warner Brothers, this is my first for Concord. And with each record, really, it's just sort of a journey of discovery for me, as well as for the people that are going to eventually be listening to the record. You know, I don't go in with any preconceived plan. I don't really know what the songs are going to be, and it's really just following the ideas as they come. And this one, when I sort of lifted my head up at the end, I had developed this record with all these guests on it and hadn't really planned it that way, but I was just, each song had a need for maybe a singer or a guitar solo or, you know, whatever. And I thought, well, who would be the best one to bring the song to life? And, you know, I ended up with some incredible collaborators on the CD.
Shine, baby, shine.
Let's talk about the single, Shine. How would you describe it?
You know, just the lyric, I think, is so positive. And the song itself had a bubbly sort of poppy spirit. And what I love about that track is Estero, you know, she's got her whole concept as a solo artist is a little bit more left. And she brought some of that onto the track, which is sort of what my intention was. So it's an amazing sort of amalgam of different kinds of things. You know, it's got this sort of funky R&B groove, but it might have a little bit of a jazzy chord change. And then it's got this sort of alternative vocal on there. And then me sort of skating over the top of it. So like a lot of my music, I think it's a cross-section of a lot of different things, hopefully blending in harmony.
Hypnotic with George Benson, how did that come about in your imagination and the collaboration?
Well, you know, each song sort of starts with just a little germ of an idea. This one was pretty much the chord changes originally. And then as the song progressed and I started to build the arrangement of the track, at one point I sort of thought, wow, this really sounds like a vintage George Benson track. I sort of heard it as maybe like Breezin meets, you know, Barry White in a way. So I was sort of playing the Barry White role with the low kind of tenor throaty sound, and then I thought, I wonder if George would consider playing on this since I had the live strings, and it really reminded me of vintage Benson sound. So we sent it along to him, and luckily he agreed, and I think his solo is really impressive. I think the man does not diminish at all as the years go by, and it was a real blast recording that.
You do blend genres, jazz, pop, R&B. What do you say to people who might call themselves jazz purists? And have you ever gotten criticized? I mean, this is a question that comes up a lot with people who are categorized sometimes as smooth jazz. And do you consider yourself in that category?
You know, smooth jazz to me really is the name of a radio format. I don't think it indicates a style of music at all. There's so many different sounds that are included in that smooth jazz radio umbrella. So I've never thought of my music as smooth jazz at all. I don't even really, you know what that is musically. To me, that's really just the name of a format. And I've been very fortunate to have my music played on other radio formats as well. You know, Urban AC, you know, what's that really? You know, it's just the name of a radio format. So I hope my music is just unique to me. That's really what I'm trying to do, is make Boney James music, you know. And I do hear, when I listen to it, that it involves lots of different influences and elements, and so maybe does defy some categorization. It has elements of jazz in it, but, you know, what is jazz anyway? So people that criticize it because it's not jazz, I find that criticism to be, you know, it's not in the right context. You know, it's like going into a Chinese restaurant and saying it's bad Italian food, you know. I never claimed that it was jazz, so can't criticize. It doesn't hurt me if you say it's not, because I never said it was.
Get your love and I'm gonna get your love.
speaking of the genre bending, Faith Evans, you know, definitely a hip-hop R&B diva. How did that collaboration come about?
Well, I'm an admirer of her singing, quite honestly, and I had this song, which I wrote with another fabulous singer, Rahsaan Patterson. It just was an idea that occurred, as so many of them do. Gee, I wonder what Faith Evans would sound like on there, and gee, I wonder if she would agree to do it. And luckily she did, and not a diva at all in the studio. A real sweet woman, came down and worked really hard, and I'm really proud of that track. I think it rocks pretty hard. Once you taste a little bit, baby, you're gonna want it all.
If you could go back in time and give the boy musician that you were some advice, what would it be?
You know, I don't know. I sort of am kind of happy with the way things turned out. I'm trying to think of mistakes that I made, and I'm sure there were.
It doesn't have to be a mistake.
Now I feel like president. I would do everything exactly the same.
Right. On that note, Boney James, saxophonist. New CD is Shine, and you can log on to NPR.org to hear music from his latest project. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I'm promising you, because I do believe.